Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Activists protest at Hoover Dam. Environmental activists staged protests today at Hoover Dam to coincide with the Federal Bureau of Reclamation centennial celebration. The groups left last Thursday from the banks of the Colorado River near Canyonlands National Park. They hosted a series of events on their way to Hoover Dam to draw attention to the negative environmental and cultural impacts of dam building. The groups, representing more than 80 environmental and social justice organizations, displayed banners proclaiming 600 dams, 100 years is too much, and save Grand Canyon from Glen Canyon Dam. Leaders from Living Rivers, the Sierra Club, Friends of the Earth, and others are demanding immediate action by the Bureau of Reclamation to restore the Colorado River through Grand Canyon National Park, one of the world's most famous national parks. This represents the largest grassroots movement assembled for the Grand Canyon advocacy since Bureau of Reclamation's plans to inundate the park with two major dams were defeated over 40 years ago, said Owen Lammers, executive director of Living Rivers. Stopping those dams clearly was not enough because the operation of BUREC's Glen Canyon Dam upstream has caused a slow but nevertheless fatal blow to Grand Canyon's ecosystem. The activists say that Grand Canyon's food web has been transformed by the dam, causing the loss of all native insect species. Four of eight native fish in Grand Canyon have disappeared, while two more are almost gone. Mammals such as muskrats and beavers are gone from the river corridor, and riparian vegetation in the canyon's high water zones has disappeared. The changes are occurring because 95% of the sediment and nutrients that once flowed into the Grand Canyon are now trapped behind the dam. Seasonal flow fluctuations, critical for building beaches and spawning habitat, no longer occur, and water released from the dam is almost always a constant 46 degrees Fahrenheit, whereas the native systems require temperatures in excess of 80 degrees. We traveled to Hoover Dam to reinforce the growing public outcry to reverse the damage BUREC is causing in Grand Canyon, the Colorado River watershed, and rivers across the western United States, said Brent Blackwelder, president of Friends of the Earth. What's happening in Grand Canyon is emblematic of the problems we're now experiencing throughout BUREC's 600-dam plumbing system. This is why we support decommissioning of Glen Canyon Dam, said Sierra Club board member Ed Dobson, who lives along the San Juan River in Bluff, Utah. We must get on with the task of reviving Grand Canyon's dying river ecosystem. And no sign has been found of ivory-billed woodpeckers. A series of expeditions into the wildlands of southern Louisiana found no sign of ivory-billed woodpeckers, ornithologists have concluded. Although the species has long been thought to be extinct, recent reports suggested that a few could be lingering undetected in a remote part of Louisiana. Analysis of more than 4,000 hours of digital data captured by 12 acoustic recording units developed by the Cornell Laboratory of Ornithology's teams of engineers have shown no indication of the species' presence. As you can imagine, this is not what we hope for, said John Fitzpatrick, director of the Cornell Lab of Ornithology and leader of the expedition. From late January through mid-March, the ARUs recorded sounds from 12 different positions throughout the forests of the Pearl River drainage where they had been deployed by researchers. At one point during the exploration, two different research teams heard loud double raps that sounded like the distinctive display drum of the ivory-billed woodpecker. But analysis of the ARU data proved that the sounds were distant gunshots with reverberations that sounded to human ears like drumming on a hollow snag. If there is good news here, it is knowing that the ARU technology could provide independent and conclusive evidence as to the nature of these sounds, said Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick says he does not consider the results of this winter's work to prove that the ivory-billed woodpecker is extinct. The bottomwood hardland forests of the lower Pearl River are extensive, and they are in better condition to support large woodpecker populations today than they have been for 100 or more years. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Don't come by,